Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Sunday. Kind of gloomy. It's not going to be a bad day, though. But we are getting some much-needed rain coming up in a few days, thank God. Maybe we can get outside and burn some leaves if you don't live in the city. But, again, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. I'm Mike, the Sip part. Stu will join us after a while. He is at the world headquarters of the Mac and Cheesery on Dolphin Street downtown, trying to get ready to open. So this is the part of what he does, that, you know, starting a business and the sacrifices you have to make and all that, and the hard work that he puts in. So he'll be there. He's going to join us later, though. But anyway, been a busy weekend, and just so much going on, and people say, there's nothing to do, and there's plenty to do in this town. There's something. I can't keep up with everything, and my belly can't hold all the food and beverage from all the events that are going on. And yesterday I was supposed to go to Foley for the Cheese and Chocolate Festival, but as luck would have it, I had some car issues started Thursday night, and I had to get in the shop, and I didn't want to take any chances driving over there and getting stuck over there and breaking down. So I had a busy weekend myself. But anyway, Stu and I, last night we did a private wine dinner at some friend's house on Mobile Bay on the western side. And it's just as beautiful on this side looking at the bay it is from the other side. But it was a great event. Stu did a bang up job, like as usual. He's a great chef, and he just pounded it out, and he did a wonderful job with the. We had fillets, we had pumpkin curry soup, we had spring salad. Oh, he did a goat cheese with roasted beets. That's a new one for me. I've never had that before. And he also did a black bean hummus. So have you ever had that, Steve?
Black bean hummus, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have before as well, but his was exceptionally well. But the goat cheese and roasted beets, that was new to me. It was really good, though. Really good. It was a hit. People loved it. But any hoot, we had a great time, and everybody had a good time. We had some really good wines, some great wines. I think everybody was happy. And so... Anyway, Steve, what's going on in your world? It looks like you're having issues over there.
Oh, my screen keeps going black here, which is not a good sign.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm watching it to see if I can, if there's a connection going on.
Uh-huh.
I can wiggle and
or
make
lack,
it work.
Lack of connection.
Right. Just trying to wiggle it to make sure everything works here. But
yeah.
That event sounded like something that would be right up my alley. Just a nice, relaxed event with Stu cooking. And
well, it was a lot of... It's a lot of work involved in it.
Well, no, I was meaning the end result is when people come and they sit and, you know, you don't realize that you've got so much preparation in, you know.
People don't, because Stu put in about, just the prep for it, I mean, he put in about 10 hours.
Wow.
He said, of getting everything prepped to do that. Mm-hmm. And, that you know, that includes shopping and then
He's
putting it all together, making it happen and having it prepped and ready to go.
Transportation, everything of that nature.
All that. Yeah. So, I mean, actually, it's more than that. Then getting there in the three and a half hours we spent doing all that.
One of my secret backgrounds, if you will, or the background of my life was I was involved with a lot of catering.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't realize when you do a wedding, for example, how many weeks and months just for the chef or for the, you know, catering crew.
Oh, my God.
And then the day of, you know, making sure you've got everything in the right place and all the all the heat. I don't even remember what those are called, but you know, underneath there to keep the food warm and
You know, a lot of I know a number of a lot of restaurants I deal with and have known for years. A lot of them do catering. Just about all of them do catering. But I have some customers and friends that are in the restaurant business, they've just stopped doing it because it does take so much.
Right.
And you're not the only one. You got a lot of prep to do. You got employees you got to pay.
Right.
And it's got to be right. And, you know, a lot of times your food is only as good as the one person cooking it.
Right.
And preparing it. And they don't have a passion for their job or what they're doing,
yeah,
you may not get a good result. But, I mean, I've seen, like, Russo's. Georgia Russo, I mean, she come out with a well-known name in the restaurant business, and she worked at a restaurant for so many years growing up through it. And now after the restaurant finally closed, she started Georgia Russo's Catering.
Oh.
She goes all over the place, all over the South, probably, you know, up north, she goes. She gets hired. You got to bring a crew. You got to have transportation, the vans. You got to transport food to take up there, and they don't just show up and magically show up and there's food.
Right, right.
It involves a lot. And you know, with Mobile, with all this Mardi Gras and the organizations, and there's so much going on. Probably like any other town this size or bigger. There is no reason not to make good money in the catering business.
Oh, sure.
If you got a good product, you can do a lot of business in the catering business.
You suggested something there that most people don't realize. It's like if you have a restaurant and you're catering, you know, it's kind of hard to split your time.
Yeah.
You know, but if you could focus in on just one thing, and catering is the main thing,
absolutely,
then you'll notice product difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the dishes that Stu did last night with the filet, he did his mac and cheese. he did the filet over a bit of asparagus. Ooh. That was cooked in duck fat.
Interesting. Yeah. My wife would have loved that. I'm not an asparagus guy. It's either too much or too, you know, people get it too soft or they get it too crunchy. There's got to be something right in the middle for me.
I do. Of course, with my diet, I do everything on the air fryer.
Right.
And asparagus is one of my favorites. And,
really?
And I put them on there and do them where they've got a good crunch to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Not overdone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love asparagus.
See, I love, like your cauliflower, like the white cauliflower florets. I love those. Put Parmesan cheese on the green ones and put them in butter. Ooh. Yeah.
See, I can't put mine in butter.
Well, I'm just saying, for me, I realize that. I'm trying to tempt Mike over here, and it's not working.
Yeah. Well, I did get off my diet a little bit last night.
Oh!
And I'm going to have to next week after next for Thanksgiving.
Time.
For one day, you know, it's not going to kill me and to
we hope.
Enjoy, it's, you know, dressing and turkey and ham and chocolate cake, chocolate pies.
All of the pumpkin pie with a little. I have a little whipped cream. I have a little pumpkin pie with my whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. That's the kind of pumpkin pie.
Really?
Kind of, yeah.
See, I'm not a whipped cream guy. I don't like whipped cream.
Oh man.
Of any type.
I'll take whipped cream on waffles too.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. You take whipped cream, put the butter in there, you know, first, and then you put the whipped cream on there. I accidentally stumbled across that and went, oh, well, that's a new staple for Steve. I love that. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I have to tell you about something I've discovered I've been experimenting with. And it's fun to do it. And it goes on so many different food items. It's a condiment. But I've been learning to make it myself. Because the store brand is, and it's hard to find, really hard to find. But the store brand is expensive.
Expensive. But you can make this at home, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it involves honey.
Who's honey?
I asked the girl yesterday, I said, honey, where's your honey?
Okay, here we go.
And she loved it. Anyway.
Uh-huh. She went and told all her friends how much she loved it, too, I'm sure.
All right. Give us a call or text us at 251-343-0106. It's the call-in and text-in line. I'm right here in front of the screen, and I can see you.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Alrighty, we're back. Hey, today will be a beautiful day, believe it or not.
Are you going
to go down it? To, huh?
You're going
to
will it into submission?
Yes. Today will be a wonderful day to sit outside at any restaurant, but of course, you know my favorite place to sit outside is Bob Downtown Diner. There at the corner of Fat Happy, North Jackson, and St. Francis. Mm. And, you know, they're starting. You know, I'm getting now where I could have white eggs omelet.
A white egg omelet.
Uh-huh, with the onions and the peppers and mushrooms if I want them, and maybe a little sausage and bacon in there.
I got to say, you sounded really good right up to the sausage and the bacon as far as healthy.
But you get the white moderation. Egg,
so moderation. Yeah. Okay.
So, but anywho, they're Bob's Downtown Diner, friend of the show. They help make this possible, along with Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar over in Daphne. You know, they have a lot of bingo going on there.
Hmm.
You have to go to their Facebook page and see what it is. And there's a group, I don't know who all that listens is a member of the Baldwin County Foodies. But it's almost 20,000 members.
Wow.
And there's a lot of Mobile people in that. But if you go there on their page and ask to be, you know, inducted into that membership there, it's a great bunch of people who are real foodies, and they hang out at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar as well.
Interesting.
And now they got a Friendsgiving party coming up, not at Le Bichon, somewhere else. But they hold a lot of things at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
A lot of events.
They have always got music. They got sometimes they get real blessed, and I show up and work when they're really desperate. They get anybody else. All you hear is crickets. All right, Mike, come on. So it is.
Yeah, I'm not volunteering.
Yeah, but no, they're awesome. Tanya and David own it, and they've been in business for over 5 years now, I think. So, but the pimento cheese and the charcuterie board is unbelievable, and a great wine selection.
See, I was a member of the Navy, and we learned very quickly what those letters stood for. Never again volunteer yourself.
There you go.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, Hall Sausage and Meats, Wholesale Meats, look for them in the stores out there. I think Deborah had a great weekend last week at the Oyster Festival with the Oyster Festival down in Gulf Shores at the Hangout with Marty Duncan and Panini Pete and all those great people who bring a lot of flavors to this market in this area. But
is that the reason why we saw his feet on the beach?
Yeah,
he was
down there too, and he just had a heart procedure a couple of weeks ago, so he seems to be doing really well. You know, man, they can get you on your feet in no time after.
It's amazing
whatever
what they can do. Yeah,
sure can. They don't want you laying around for 2 weeks. Also, Butch Cassidy's over there on Florida and O'Shell Road. That was the topic of a conversation we had last night at the dinner about how, you know, what he just when he wanted to when he started the restaurant, he just wanted to be a bar that served hamburgers, and turned out to be a hamburger joint that served drinks.
Pete?
So no, Roy over at Butch Cassidy's on Florida Street. Anyway, I like, you know, when I could eat food, real food. One of my favorite brunch items was chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles. And really good chicken and waffles is, one of the features you put, Butch Cassidy used, that's where I first had it at.
Okay.
When he did brunch. But there's a number of restaurants that do chicken and waffles.
Right.
But one of the things they put on it is honey. And honey, and I've had butter, honey butter, and all that put on it. But I discovered a product that probably everybody's heard of, but I've never had hot honey.
Like a jalapeno honey?
Hot honey. Well, it can be. It's
hot honey.
But it's infused with red peppers.
Red pepper. Okay.
Crushed red, pepper. Red peppers. And the guy who invented it, Mike's Hot Honey, I was looking at a business site on Facebook, came across it, and I said, "Huh, let me look at it." He turned that business into. We might try to get him on the show. He turned it. He was hiking Brazil.
Okay.
And they came across a pizza joint in Brazil down in a valley,
mm-hmm.
and this pizzeria was serving slices of pizza with honey drizzled on it. But he noticed something different about the honey, and it was hot. It was spicy hot.
Had that red pepper in it.
Had heat, and so he asked the person who made it back there in the back, and so he came to. He remembered that, mm-hmm. made a mental note, and he remembered that, and he comes back to the States. And he's goes to work at a pizzeria.
Okay.
And at the pizzeria, he says, "Let me make this for you and let's try it."
Right.
Well, people started liking it, and people started requesting it. "Hey, where can I buy this?"
Right.
And so he was giving out jars of it to friends and selling some at the restaurant.
Pepper butter.
And hot honey.
I'm sorry, but
hot honey.
Hot honey.
And now he does $40 million a year.
Wow.
Selling hot honey.
Holy moly!
And I'm going, wow! Just a something so simple that, you know. And now there's a couple different brands out there, but his is called Mike's Hot Honey, and it's only got three ingredients in it, but it has a warning. I found some yesterday at Fresh Market.
Really?
And I went to I went and bought some of it and got it home, and I experimented with it in my house, trying to make some at my house. His regular is hotter than my hot. The one I made is hot. And
okay, I have seen this before.
So it's an expensive little item. Comes in a squeeze bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good, and I haven't had it on pizza yet. And when I start eating pizza again, maybe I'll go down to Pizzeria Delfino on Dolphin Street and carry me a bottle of it and try it on the pizza. But man, to take something that simple, but yeah, after 20 years, he now does $40 million a year in business.
Wow,
I could live on that.
Well, yeah,
I could live on that. I could live on $400,000 a year. But anyway, I just thought it was a cool product.
That is a cool product.
And
but I wouldn't have never thought about it doing it on waffles. But now that you mention it,
well, chicken, you put it on waffles and pizza and wings, and there's so many things you can put it on.
Or
you
in,
know, huh?
Or in,
you can mix, absolutely.
Obviously mix that with
absolutely. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I use honey all the time. So, for mm-hmm. example, if I go in for breakfast, mm-hmm. you know, and I make oatmeal,
yeah,
I put honey into sweeten rather than sugar.
Yeah. I know people put honey in their coffee.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
But I don't drink coffee because mm-hmm. caffeine and I don't get along that way.
Oh, really?
Oh, I, yeah. You ever, can you picture a field of squirrels?
Is that your head?
It's just going. Yeah, that's.
I never drank coffee either until I had COVID, and Becky took care of me for 3.5 months, and she'd make me a cup of coffee every mm-hmm. morning. I just felt like it was winter time, and I felt like it'd be really good for my innards.
Warm me up
from the inside, and now I have to have a cup every morning, but I only have one cup every morning.
Yeah, I other issues too, heart issues, you know, my hearing, mm-hmm. it causes a blood pressure rise. So it starts to, I have what's called Meniere's.
Okay.
The old joke is Meniere's don't work like they used to. But the joke is essentially it causes that pressure in your ear and it tends to muffle out sound.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Hey, we want to mention some birthdays today. But anyway, if you get a chance, go get you a bottle of that.
I'm planning on that after the show.
I need
actually.
A commission. On that for pushing it, but it's really
awesome.
Good, and I know some people might be getting them for Christmas presents.
They got the hot, and then they got the extra hot. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, just their hot, their regular hot is hotter than my
regular
made home
hot.
My super hot. So I'm going, whoa! I need to
Is that like chewing into, remember when Pizza Hut had the little packets of red peppers and you would, you know, dare yourself or dare someone to eat those and it's really hot? Is that the kind of hot?
It's crusher at red peppers.
No, I mean you're hot. You're hot. Is it hotter than
could
that?
Could be. And by itself, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it gets pretty hot. All so, right. Hey, we want to say happy birthday to Stan Foster. Part of the duo of Phil and Foster performs at Callahan's every Wednesday night and other venues around town. Him and his wife, Donna Hall of Whit Willie,
oh, wow.
They also are a foursome with the Alabama Troubadours. And they do a lot of John Prine stuff, and they tour around the state and the South. And he's also a member of Rolling in the Hay. These are already, hey, 251-343-0106 is the text or call in line. And Stu should be joining us when we come back.
Yeah. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight.
I see Gary down in Grand Bay sent some pictures of some oysters, and he said they're Cedar Point. Oh, awesome, man!
What's that in there with them?
I don't know. The picture's real small on the screen. I can't see it. But hey, we're back from Sip and Chew Show. We got Stu on the line, I believe,
indeed,
on the tie line. How you doing, Stu?
I am here, America. I am here, America.
Stu from the world headquarters of the Mac and Cheesery. How you doing, buddy?
It is true. I am at the World HQ. I am tired.
I know you are, man. You did a great job last night. Wonderful job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I had a bite of everything. Except the salad. I eat salads
and
all the time.
Just a bite. And for those of you worried about his diet, just a bite.
Yeah, just a bite.
He did very well.
I did.
Yeah.
I did take two bites of the dessert.
I didn't know you had any dessert.
I took two bites.
We got to rethink this.
I took two bites.
honestly, that other than the mac and cheese, which, you know, is high in carbohydrates and fat, the rest of that meal was very healthy.
Yeah, I didn't eat any mac, though, because I knew I was going to dig in dessert.
Yeah, so that soup is actually a vegan soup.
Yeah.
Just happens to be vegan. You know, it's not the way I designed it. It just, when I looked at the list of ingredients, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't use any meat in this in any form.
I'm not a vegan, but it was delicious. I got a sip of that, so.
Yeah.
But
so, like I say, you talk to Kimberly, you can probably have all that you want.
Probably so. But and sometimes I at night I eat meatless meals. Sometimes I just don't want to cook anything, and vegetables are easy.
Mushrooms are fantastic for that.
Yeah,
love mushrooms.
I need to get a portobello mushroom and throw some of those. I'll cut some squash, zucchini, or what. Long ways and put it in the air fryer and just eat that, and it fills me up.
Yeah, it's really good. It's funny, the older you get, the more you just want some vegetables.
Yeah, my mother was that way.
It's because your body, we all have cravings, and a lot of times we don't realize it, but we're having those cravings because our body needs something.
Right.
I will crave steak at times, and if I check my iron, my iron is low in my blood, and that's why I'm craving beef, is because it's a high iron protein.
Yeah.
So things like that. The association people have with people our generation, Mike, older generation, and Reuben sandwiches. And the reason that old people love Reubens is corned beef fermented, cabbage fermented, mustard fermented. Our bodies crave fermented things as we get older because, to put it nicely, that helps clean the colon out.
That's putting it nicely.
I was going to say, is that what's putting it nicely?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the G-rated version.
Yeah, PG.
Yeah. So, you know, all of those things, it helps things flow.
Yeah, that's and a nice way. There
our
go.
Body, and that's a reason that we have cravings.
Yeah, okay.
It's because our body wants us to.
We want to flow.
Kids crave sweets because they burn so many calories.
Flow. It has a nice flow to it. Flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that made Steve giggle a little bit.
That's the PG. So,
Michael.
For
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have not discussed that my Mary G. Montgomery Vikings won the first playoff game in the history of the school.
Isn't that great?
Aren't they
That's
undefeated?
That's wonderful. Yeah, they're undefeated.
Yep. Undefeated.
And they came from behind the other night. And
yeah,
boom.
And that's good. That's a test of fortitude because they blew everybody away during the season except for maybe one game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that will haunt you in the playoffs because you're not used to being in a tough situation. Then to come back like that, that means a lot. And I stopped at the Waffle House in Sims on the way home Friday night to partake of some culinary delights. And there were a bunch of kids around in MGM stuff. These guys at the booth behind me were talking. And I finally said, "Will you boys play for them?" And they, "Yeah, we're on the team." I said, "You know how people keep saying you hadn't won a championship at this school in 38 years?" And yes, sir, they're very polite. I said, "I was on that last team that won one 38 years ago."
Wow.
And I said, "You guys did what we couldn't do. We didn't go undefeated, and we didn't win our playoff game." I said, "But we won the first title, and we were the first MGM team to go to the playoffs." And they were like, "Wow, really?" And I said, "Yeah, we had our leading rusher was a position you might not have ever heard of before. It was fullback." And they kind of laughed. And I said, "We got knocked out by Murphy in the first round of the playoffs. They had this kid playing for them by the name of Keith McCants."
Yeah.
And they're like, "You played against Keith McCants?" And I said, "Yeah, it didn't go well, but we played against him."
Not quite as planned, huh?
Right. So, but they all three of those young men, just very polite and proud as they should be of what they've done, and were very respectful to me being the old timer there telling them about how things used to be.
Yeah. Did you feel like an old timer?
Of course. I've been feeling like an old timer for about 5 years now.
Wow.
I'll tell you when I really felt like an old timer is when I was listening to the local sports talk and they were talking about MGM and they said that's their first title in 38 years. And I said, "No, it isn't. We won one in 85. And then I did the math and went, "Oh."
Using that real high school, that real public education, education there.
Yeah, you finally public had to use that math that they pushed in.
You heard of a bean counter. They actually counted beans over there.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, because we're an agricultural community.
I know it.
Yeah, I cannot tell you growing up how many guys and girls in high school were just like, "Man, as soon as I get to graduate, I'm going to go right over to one of these nurseries, man. I'm going to be making $5 an hour."
Shoot. They were making money back in those
like
days.
We're all sitting there going, "Man, I only make $3.35 an hour at Walmart."
Yeah, now 15 is the minimum. What needs to be, Don't get me started there.
Well, at one time, employees at Walmart used to retire millionaires.
Yeah. Well, stock options and that kind of thing, sure.
Jason says, what we were referring to is this keeps the mail moving.
Keeps the mail
moving. That's one way to put it. That's a clean way.
I like that. That's a better way. I like flow. That's nice.
Flow. But when I hear the word flow, I think of flow on the insurance lady on TV.
Oh, my.
Wow. So, hey, did you know this past Friday night was Hummingbird Way? Our Jim Smith, our buddy Jim Smith over there, he was on Triple D Friday night. And this coming Friday night is going to be Frankie at Roosters and his team at Roosters on Triple
D. And has Jeremiah been on already?
Yeah,
that was
a couple weeks ago. I'm going to catch the reruns. Huh?
They're all saved up on the DVR. I just didn't have time to look at them.
Okay, all right.
You know, because I've been so busy, with my Auburn Tigers just laying waste to the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, But you, I'll talk more about that this Thursday night on Tiger Talk OT.
Okay. You're going to be on there, huh?
How's that for a plug, Steve? How's that for a plug?
I think that works. It's called Cross Preference. Yeah, I like that cross preference. Yeah.
Hey, what you serving today down there, Stu?
Mac and cheese.
I know that. Any kind of special mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah. The special we got today is mac and pimento cheese with bacon. And it's my own homemade pimento cheese too. I didn't like buy some from Walmart or anything.
Yeah, that's usually the best kind.
And then my soup is the last day you can get this soup. It is just a chili verde. We are all familiar when we hear the word chili, we think of a big bowl of red stuff. That's
red
actually
stuff, yeah.
Chili. It's chili rojo is the name of that.
Oh.
Because it's red. Uh-huh. And then we all know white chili, which is chili blanca.
Mm-hmm.
Chili verde means green chili, and it's because instead of tomatoes, you use tomatillos. There's a good bit of green chilies and a mild green chilies. It's usually not a real spicy chili.
Oh.
But the protein in it is pulled pork.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Ooh. And it is a delicious chili on a chili day like this. So,
wow.
So you can come down here and try the chili verde. It's good through today. And then
okay.
Next week, I think I'm going to do the buffalo chicken mac and cheese. And I'm going to do, my soup is going to be one that I got very popular for at Mars Hill Cafe. It is my Texas Smokehouse Stew, which has pulled pork, barbecue rib, chicken in it, a little barbecue-based broth. And I have always thought that Brunswick stew was fine,
yeah,
but not great. And I wanted to come up with a soup that used up leftover barbecue stuff, which is what Brunswick stew came from, leftover barbecue stuff.
Yeah.
That I liked better. I didn't care for the potatoes with it, was the big thing. So I used beans.
Wow.
Nice.
You're not gonna do some turkey themed mac and cheese stuff?
I do have a turkey themed mac and cheese, Kentucky Hot Brown.
No.
And I will do that one maybe Thanksgiving week. We are going to be closed Thanksgiving Day at Box Out. I got the word yesterday.
Well, thank
I
God.
Wasn't sure.
Thank God.
Yeah. And that week I may do the Kentucky Hot Brown, which, if you're familiar with the sandwich, it's from the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. It's an open-faced sandwich on toasted sourdough, then some turkey, then some grilled tomatoes, couple of strips of bacon, and then you pour a Mornay sauce over the top. And the Mornay is basically, that's the cheese sauce you make mac and cheese with.
Not less may, but Mornay's.
Yeah, Mornay. It is, it's a, yeah, a Mornay is technically a bechamel, add Swiss or Havarti or one of those European white cheeses to it.
I don't know why, when I hear the word Havarti, when I think of the word, hear the word Havarti, I think of Steve Martin.
Really?
He in some movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Three Amigos.
Wow.
Yeah. Reaching. Three Amigos. That's what you're talking about.
That's it.
Three Amigos. There you go. Yeah.
One of the great movies of all time. My gosh, that movie was funny. My dad never liked Chevy Chase. He never liked Steve Martin, and he didn't know who Martin Short was, but he loved that movie.
I'll be darned. That'd be darn.
Yeah, he likes Steve Martin in his later years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the wild and crazy guy stuff, and Steve Martin said he didn't like that either, but that's what got him on air.
Hey, David Hubble asked us to mention about the Royal Order Gumbos having a thing next weekend, I believe.
A thing?
At the Zebra, they're doing...
Is it a hog killing?
No, they're doing it's bunch of the gumbo enthusiasts get together and do a trivia, and I think it's at the Zebra on DIP. I may be wrong. If he could text in and let me know. But hey, 251-343-0106 is a call and text in line. We're getting a lot of texts today. Thank you, guys.
Whiskey therapy sessions. Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Everybody, if you haven't eaten yet, get down to Bob's. Bob's Downtown Diner in the corner of Pat and Happy, which is North Jackson at St. Francis, and get you an egg white omelet.
An egg white omelet.
Better yet, order the Bailey Special, which is a ribeye, which I haven't had in a long time because I can't eat that right now.
You're on a diet.
I'm on a diet. I know I keep saying that. People are tired of hearing me say that. But anyway, and be sure to get over to LeBichon Wine and Taverns. These are all locally owned businesses that you want to support. You know, support local. A lot of places talk about support local. Sometimes they don't support local, but these people do support local themselves. But yeah, LeBichon Wine and Tapas Bar, great charcuterie boards, great people, fun time there. And they have wonderful music from time to time. You have to go on their Facebook page, see what nice they have music. Also, Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Go out there and look for it in stores. I've had Red Hots and cabbage before. You talking about good. Red Hots and cabbage.
And their sausage?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I always, and it adds a little kick to the cabbage. But do that, cabbage and Red Hots. You can probably put them in your collards and whatever. It's collard time, you know, collard time.
Collard time.
Instead of Miller time, it's collard time.
Okay.
and then also Butch Cassidy's over there on Florida in O'Shell. We finally call Flo'Shell.
I didn't realize home of the big butch collard rate. Time. Is there a season for collards?
Every time I see greens, it's collards.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a Bill question.
I remember that. Yeah.
Sorry. I want to say hey to my friends out in New Mexico, Stan and Jan Miller, and I met them many years ago at a wine tasting, and we've been friends ever since, and he was on my cooking team on Dolphin Island for gumbo. He was one of my original guys on my team, and we all got to meet Alton Brown, and Alton was super nice to us, and he was curious about how I do my roux, which is I do in the microwave, because that's the way I was taught. Yeah, microwave. It distributes the heat more evenly than a stovetop or oven.
That makes sense.
And also it gets hotter than a stovetop or oven.
Really?
When I get there, I get there at 4 in the morning and start frying bacon.
How did they do that way back when then?
What?
How did they make roux way back when without microwaves?
In a cast iron.
I'm amiss here. Sorry.
I was taught in microwave.
Okay.
So
all right. Anyway. Whatever works for you.
And I got some plaques to prove how good it is.
Ooh, here we go. Okay.
Stu knows. Stu's judged my gumbo before.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Today is French Dip Day. National French Dip Day.
Oui, oui.
I like French dip. And you know, when they serve French dip, they should bring you a little cup of that juice. What's it called? My mind just went blank. I can't remember. Au jus. Yeah. Au jus to you.
Bless you.
Today is also Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. This would be a good day for chicken
soup. I was going to say, today is that, you know, when you have that moist, it gets
dreary,
your
bone.
My dad used to call it spitting on the windshield rain, you know, and it just soaks into your
just
clothes.
Just irritates you enough, you have to turn your wipers on.
And it's cold, and into your clothes, the moist,
And then today is National Pizza with All the Works
except
andouille. I mean,
anchovies.
Well, and I do some too. But anchovies.
I could do andouilles.
That's the way I eat my pizza. I like everything on it but anchovies. But yet I like Caesar salad and I like Caesar dressing, and you make that with anchovies.
That's true. But it's
weird. Isn't
it? No, there's a difference there because putting a whole anchovy in your mouth is just, there's something about that.
My dad
the oil.
Used to. My dad.
My dad was the same way.
Crackers.
Yep. Saltines and anchovies.
Sardine. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
And this is a national day that everybody will enjoy. National Happy Hour Day.
Happy hour being all day. Yeah.
Yeah, just make it all day. Anyway, salute. happy hour day.
Well, of course, what did you do for Veterans Day yesterday?
My niece, young cousin, she's called me Uncle Mike growing up, but she's an adult now, and she realized that we're second cousin. Okay. It was her baby shower day.
Oh, wow.
And Bay Barbecue catered it.
Wow.
And
nice.
It was ribs and pulled pork, and it was delicious. They had an unusual coleslaw, and I had to take a bite of it, but it was only vinegar. Vinegar only. It was good. It was really good.
Coleslaw and without mayo.
Without mayo, just vinegar.
Interesting.
I didn't think I'd like it, but it was really good.
I would think that would be a salad.
Of course, the chicken and the bite of chicken I had and the bite of rib I had and the bite of pork I had was delicious. It was always good. Stu and I used to eat there sometimes. Arthur does a great job. Oh, there's right across the street from Butch Cassidy's.
Okay.
But they catered it. And
that's the one that I keep wanting. They seem like they have limited hours. Mm-hmm. Are they limited hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I never seem to get there when they have the right hours.
But I'm going
to
tell you, Stu and I have eaten there a couple of times. But like I said, he does a great job over there. And it's across the street from Butch Cassidy's. Mm-hmm. It's right next to Wimpy's Flooring.
Okay.
Last night, Stu did, and I did the wine and the food for the party on Mobile Bay, and we do it once a year, and it's been great. The only time we really mess, I missed it because I had COVID one year, and then another time I missed it. We missed it because of COVID, because of, the shutdown.
Right.
But let's see. Are y'all taking
calls? Got some texts.
Yes, Will, we're taking calls. Give us a call, man. I'd love to talk to you, Will. Give us a call.
Anytime. Well, within the next minute and a half.
Give us a call, Will, right now. Let me text that to yes.
We do take calls.
Got to do it quick, Will.
Yeah. Well, you get about a minute and a half. So.
Yeah. All right. We got a call. Got a call coming. Here
all right.
Maybe that's Will.
Yeah. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Will. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I bet I know what you're calling.
Some collard greens or turnip greens, and I had a question for you.
Yeah.
So, do you guys make your greens all the same way, or do you make them different per green? I normally make collard greens with ham hocks. I use celery, onions, garlic, little hot sauce, little sugar.
Oh, a little sugar.
But I didn't know if people like to, if you made turnip greens or mustard greens, if you did it different. I just was trying to get your opinion on
just take mustard or whatever and make it, cook it the exact same way, right? Regardless of what green it is. I don't know, that's
the way, or
that's more of a Stew question, and he's already off the line. We can talk about that next show, though. That's an interesting because I love it with some meat in it myself, and I like it a little hot, add some pepper to it. But, hey, I love the article. I've got to finish reading it, man. Love the article.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
But we're running out of time. We'll call back. Going to be off the show next weekend, but the following weekend, let's get you on here and talk, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Good talking to y'all.
All right. Folks, we won't be here next week. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving week after next, and provolone.